My name is Jesse Gilmore. Two things stick out in my mind about September 11th, 2001. First, how I learned about the attacks, and second, how it changed my life. I was 11 years old when the towers fell. I was living on Cape Cod, Massachusetts at the time, so I was already in class that morning, social studies class with Mr. Good. I always remember that. Sometime after 9 a.m., news filtered into our classroom that something terrible had happened, but we didn't know what and we didn't know where. Our classrooms all had television and cable, but the administration had deactivated the cable news and whatnot once the news of the attacks had hit the wires. So we learned from rumors what had happened. Eventually, we learned that the World Trade Center had been hit, but we didn't know which World Trade Center. A girl in my sixth grade class became hysterical at that point, crying and screaming, because her father worked at the Boston World Trade Center. Based on that reaction alone, they sent home my classes. It was deemed too emotional and too terrible. I'll remember getting home that evening around 5 p.m. And finding my stepfather, a man who never cried, bawling his eyes out in front of the TV. And we then watched 7 World Trade fall together. Now, how it changed my life is a little different. When you're 11 years old, your life is based on routine. You wake up in the morning, you eat your oatmeal, you go to class, you come home, you watch cartoons or SportsCenter, then you eat dinner at the dining room table with your family. My family stopped doing that after 9/11. We watched the news every night for about a year, trying to pick up some semblance of what is going on in our world and why this happened to us. I almost feel like as I was a happy-go-lucky kid, and 9/11 happened, and I was now interested in policy and news, and yeah, it was a life-changing event. I didn't lose anyone. I didn't know anyone that died in the attacks, but I lost a little of my innocence. And that's my remembrance of September 11th, 2001.